You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All righty. Well, as I told you a little bit a while ago, out of 18,000 dealerships in the U.S., Warren Henry again took top honors, ranking among the best dealerships to work for, proving that the greatness that they've achieved in satisfying their customers, like me, comes from the within, from the great culture and environment that they set, and that is set from the top. We've got the top here today. Larry's in. Larry, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
All right, and before we get started, I want to give you a couple of high fives. First of all, high five and thank you for helping us with all the Lawrence Kid stuff that you do. We really appreciate that. And again, high five to you for all the awards you've won. You won these awards for worker satisfaction. You won the women's awards for satisfaction with women customers. The awards just keep coming. Are you buying a new shelf? What's going on over there?
Well, we're very fortunate to have the crew that we have, and I mean, this was really a team effort all the way around. We won Best Dealership to Work For in the 100 Best. Our Land Rover dealership, North Dade, was number 5, Jaguar number 6, Land Rover South Dade number 10, and Infiniti number 30, all out of 18,000 eligible. And then we won the Women's Choice Award as well, which means that 9 out of the 10 women that they surveyed for this particular award, the women preferred to do business with us and found us a trustworthy and honest partner.
Well, I know that my wife loved doing her deal with Frank, that Frank treated her like gold. Ismet was wonderful also in the F&I. It was just terrific. So my wife had the experience. I've had the experience. I know how that goes. And we've talked to folks that worked there many, many times. I had lunch with that young man that was an intern. And that's a great story. His grandfather's the one that tipped you off on, his grandfather to your grandfather about Toyota, which started the whole ball rolling. So it's kind of been a team effort from the beginning.
Yeah, it's. It always is. You know, if everybody's happy working here, then that certainly passes along to our customers as well, and that's something we feel very strongly about. Ultimately, we all spend as many hours here as we do at home, if not more, and so it should be a fun workplace. Should be a comfortable workplace, and someplace that our employees enjoy coming to. I mean, I know I enjoy coming in every day, and I feel that. A lot of our people share the same sentiment.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely great. I've worked there. The folks in the service department are wonderful. In fact, we had your service manager on the day of the big rain in after the big rain in Aventura. He talked about keeping your car dry and gave us some good tips. He's been there for like 20 years, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's been there for 20 years. I mean, all throughout the company, we have people who are tenured as far as 36 years.
Wow.
With the company, so. It's something that we take a lot of pride in. We know that people like to come back and see the same person that they worked with over and over, and we try to make that as easy as possible.
Yeah, continuity is a real important thing in everybody's life, and continuity, it's very, very stable over there. I bought 3 cars from the same people, and that's over a period of like 9 or 10 years. It's amazing. I love the stability. I love going to the service and May and giving her a high five, and she always takes great care of us in service. Now, Larry, what type of person does it take to work at Warren Henry? Because if I recall correctly, people can make a pretty good income there without a heavy-duty college education.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing is we really don't require any previous automotive experience. In fact, we prefer that you don't have any previous automotive experience so we can train you the way that we'd like to train you. And when you fall back on habits, you fall back on good habits.
Yeah, you know, I found the same thing. I really, when I bring people into our team over at Aztec, I try to do the same kind of thing. I like them to have some good experience and some good training, but I want to make sure that they haven't been around so long as that they get bad habits, because the people on your team, well, that's who represents you into the community. And when I see your team out at events, you know, we go to the ball games together, they're just like a roving pack of high-fiving friends, you know, led by that ringleader, Peter.
Yeah, it's a really nice environment, and what I enjoy most is that when we do those things off campus, that everybody is so close with each other.
You know,
that we enjoy going to dinner together, and we go to ball games together, and go fishing, and go karting, and all these things outside of the dealership that are important for team building as well as just you know, getting outside of the confines that we're in every day.
Well, you know, you need to clear your head. Doing it together is always fun. Oh, gosh, I use the word always. You know, always Warren Henry. You know, I use the word always all the time. I pop it up whenever we do the read because it's consistent. The always reminds me of the consistent treatment that you give customers. And this is a world where I got to just tell you, Larry, surprises stink a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we know that when we do have issues, we do everything we can to try and address them as quickly as possible. And it's not as though anybody's unavailable to address your issue. Everybody's going to do what we can to address it as quickly as possible. So if there is some reason that a customer had dissatisfaction, we want to get on top of it. Same thing with our employees. You know, if somebody's unhappy, we want to know why and see what we can do to make it better.
Now, Larry, so how do people get in touch with you to see if there's a career opportunity at Warren Henry?
Well, the best way to go is through our website, actually, at www.warrenhenryauto.com. And we have an employment section on there where you can apply directly through our website.
Now, what kind of characteristics do you typically look for when you're seeking to add somebody to your team?
You know, it really varies based on the position. We also do a little bit of personality testing as well to see, you know, if it's a fit for specific positions, because you have to have a certain type of personality for sales. You know, some people are better suited for different spots within the dealership, and that, you know, that's no slight to anybody. It just depends on how you are.
No, I agree. You know, I help a lot of young people get career opportunities in town. Sometimes they'll come three or four at a time, like if they come in from out of town from USF, UCF, or Gainesville, or Tallahassee, and I'll meet with a bunch of them, and they'll all want to do the same thing. Depending on the year, they want to do development, they'll want to do asset management, they'll want to be an analyst. It's the same year, they all want to do the same thing. What they don't realize is that their personality, some are different. Sales is one thing, analysis is another, development is another, and it takes all different kinds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's been really neat about this personality testing thing is before we tried it, we tested current employees, you know, who are excel in their positions to see if it, you know, was accurate.
Sure, benchmarking.
And, I mean, it's really spot on. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, I always, when I take those tests, they always come back with zero. I have absolutely no personality whatsoever. But I try. I break through it. You know, I do the best I can.
Zero personality. Hate talking to people I know.
Yeah. Well, listen, Larry, you and I have started a new little adventure together. You've joined my Heat season ticket group. It's great to have you on board. I'm looking forward to having you go to games and offline, I'll tell you that I've got a game. Oh, shoot, I don't care. You know, I drew the Christmas Day game, the LeBron game. Larry, are you in town that day? You might be available, say, around 5 o'clock?
I think I could find a reason to be available at 5 o'clock on
okay.
Christmas Day.
Well, yep, check.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check your date book, and if you're available, you're my date. Sorry, Viv, I told you I was going to take Larry. If he couldn't go, you were second.
Well, otherwise, you know, I'd be having movies and Chinese food. So this works out.
Yeah, exactly. Movies and Chinese food is the perfect Christmas day for me as well. Well, listen, I'm getting the high sign from the guys in the other room. Can you stick around for another segment, Lair?
Certainly.
All right, we're going to be back with Larry's in. We're going to talk fun. I'm going to razz Larry about how I got a 500-mile medallion on my Fitbit. I beat him every week, but Ismet beats me. We'll talk Fitbit. We'll talk competition. We'll talk sports. And we'll talk customer and workplace satisfaction. Back after this with my good friend, Larry's in.